Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
New outdoor fitness court completed at Energy Capital Sports Complex. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A new way to stay fit outdoors has come to the Energy Capital Sports Complex. Van Ewing Construction recently wrapped up work on a brand new outdoor fitness court designed to give residents a free, full-body workout in the fresh air. According to the Gillette News Record, the court features 7 exercise stations, from squats and lunges to core and agility training, each aimed at promoting healthy lifestyles for all ages. Visitors will also find a QR code with exercise ideas to help guide their workouts. The idea was first pitched by the Parks and Beautification Board after members saw similar setups in other cities. Board member Catherine Galilee said the goal is simple: to encourage people to get outside, get active, and enjoy Gillette's parks. The project was made possible through a $137,000 matching grant and support from the city's Parks Department. Fellow board member Wes Johnson called it a pretty easy sell for residents who value health and outdoor recreation. Before opening, the project still needs final approval from the Gillette City Council, which could happen in September. If approved, city leaders plan to host a ribbon-cutting ceremony to officially welcome the community to the new space. Wyoming hospitals face uncertain future amid state and federal policy shifts. Wyoming hospitals are facing mounting challenges that could threaten care for rural residents, according to Eric Bolley, president of the Wyoming Hospital Association. According to the Wyoming Tribune Eagle, speaking to residents and staff at Three Rivers Health, Bolley warned that just 5 out of the state's 30 hospitals are financially stable, with several on the brink of closure, some with only days of cash on hand. Critical access hospitals like Three Rivers rely heavily on federal Medicare funding and local property tax revenue, both of which are under pressure. Bolley pointed to recent state tax cuts and the federal Big Beautiful Bill as major hurdles, saying the loss of insurance subsidies could leave 46,000 Wyomingites uninsured and cause premiums to skyrocket. He urged residents to press lawmakers to act before the health exchange collapses. While a new federal stabilization fund could bring millions to Wyoming's rural health systems, Bolley stressed the need for communities to continue using local hospitals to keep their doors open. Three Rivers CEO Joel Jackson said, "If you stop using a service, it will go away." That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.